Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's your favorite Tapao song? In the US, Heart and Soul is a huge hit. In the UK, it has to be.
Don't push too far your dreams of China in your hand.
One of the greatest songs of all time. Written by the legendary Carol Decker. Inspired by the novel Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. Don't push too hard your dreams of China in your hand. Mary Shelley getting huge success and it causing jealousy in her marriage and friendship. She created her own monster. Be careful what you wish for. Frankenstein, a man playing God, creating a monster. And that sums up bringing up a kid. You're creating a human being. I mean, it could all be wonderful. But you can create a fucking monster. Plenty of people have created monsters. Some of my friends' kids, fucking annoying. Your own kids are amazing, aren't they? Your own kids are beautiful. Oh my God, they're beautiful, but they're talented as well. And they eat so beautifully. Oh, but my God, they're stunningly beautiful. Hi, is that delusional model agency? Hi, my own kids are beautiful. Other people's children, annoying buck teeth cunts. And I eat like a fox in a fucking bin. My wonderful oldest boy turned 13 last weekend. And I was reminiscing about all the great things that happened over the last 13 years. And suddenly I remembered the worst thing that's ever happened in our relationship. It was about a year ago. It was about midnight, 1 a.m. He'd been in bed asleep for about an hour or two. And late night thoughts obviously turned to, for me, either game shows or sex. Or in the case of Naked Attraction, both.
Same question to number three, please. Can I see your actual clitoris?
Blue? Why blue? Because he looks like a fucking serial killer. I think he's going to kill and kill again. What makes me think that? One of his tattoos says that exact thing on his face. Anyway, I'm not shy to say I started having a bit of phone sex, which is a romantic way of saying I was on the phone to my girlfriend and we were both masturbating. No shame in that, in a global pandemic. I mean, this was just before the global pandemic, but whatever. There I was having phone sex. Sex talk. Which is my favourite Tapao song. An amazing song. Sex talk. Intimate strangers. Only sex talking on the phone, love without a face. Just a bit of sex talk. So there I was having a bit of sex talk. I was master phoning. Phone masturbating. Had my eyes closed and was about to genital sneeze. My son, a notorious sleepwalker, walks into the room and says, "What are you doing, Daddy?" Now, I thought I'd use the tactic that he uses on me every time I catch him on YouTube on his iPad when he should be homeschooling. And I said, "I'm doing nothing." And unfortunately, he picked up from me a line I'd used a million times back to him. When he says he's doing nothing, he looks at me as I put my erect penis back in my pants, and he says, "Clearly you're not doing nothing. If you were doing nothing, you wouldn't have that device in your hand." He didn't say the last bit, but we both knew the score. At that point, he was only 12, but man to man, we knew what was going on. He knew he'd just caught his father on the phone. Phone sex. Trying to give himself a buzz. He then said, anyway, good night, and went back to bed. And let's just say I didn't complete the call. Trying to reverse the charges. Doesn't make sense, does it? To paraphrase George Michael, guilty hands have got no rhythm. I felt awful. Love without a face, apart from the face of your beautiful 12-year-old boy walking in. So anyway, the next morning, over breakfast, my son asks me what I was doing last night, why I was half naked, and who I was on the phone to. And I have a choice at this moment. If I had met to sex talk with strangers, I'm creating a monster. It'd be like Frankenstein. He'll ask me for a female equivalent, just like Frankenstein, that he can have sex talk to, and he's only 12. I need to destroy it. But I can't kill my son just because of this. But if he discovers the truth, then the monster will kill me. So I make a split-second decision. I say, "Son, I wasn't half naked. I wasn't on the phone. I think you just dreamt that." And I look for the reaction in his face. My dreams were China in his hand. This was his future and mine. Right in this moment. And he laughed and he said, "Daddy, that was a weird dream." Oh my goodness. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. He will never know the truth until years later, when I do a podcast. And I vow never to tell this type of story in this podcast, but after the first month is done, A, you run out of stories, but B, you just start getting more honest. And oh my God, a month into this podcast, I have created a monster. I'm telling stories I thought I'd never tell. It's not my fault. I just need a pat on the back. I need to talk to someone. This song, Sex Talk, is so good for lockdown. I feel like talking to someone. You know how it is. Yeah, yeah. Fuck, we all know how it is. My son isn't allowed to listen to these podcasts, but one day he will. And you know my dream? He might listen to this and he'll get excited. He might get excited that he's in some way famous. And he'll start masturbating. And I'll walk in on him. might be all the inspiration he needs. My beautiful boy. To be a success in his life. And start his own podcast. Be careful what you dream for, guys. Don't put too far your dreams of China in your hand. Don't wish too hard because they may come true and you can't help them. You don't know what you might have set upon yourself. Yeah, yeah. Boner in your hand. Oh, God. Lots of love, guys. Love you, Carol Decker. Please subscribe.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.